In New York, doctors are using words like apocalyptic and war zone to describe the conditions inside hospitals and emergency rooms. The state is the epicenter of the country's COVID-19 crisis, with more than 44,000 cases as of today, more than 500 deaths, most of those in New York City. Dr. Julian McGreevy is medical director of the emergency room at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan. Dr. McGreevy, thank you for joining us, and tell us what it is like there now. We're hearing just horror stories from New York hospitals.
It's certainly become very busy in the last couple weeks. You know, we're seeing a tremendous number of people coming in who are quite sick, you know, require intubation, critical care resources. This is similar to what we've seen in other countries, China and Italy, and we're starting to see it now.
And we're hearing about shortages in many places of the personal protective equipment that the healthcare workers need, masks, gloves, et cetera. What do you need at this point? Do you have what you need?
So we have what we need. We have the protective equipment for our staff, and you know, we have the protective equipment for the foreseeable future with more coming in. I think nationally, though, this really is a significant issue of making sure that there will be enough N95 masks, face shields, et cetera, for everybody who's working across the country.
And what about space for patients? Are you having to address that issue, adding beds or increasing ICU capacity? We're hearing about one hospital converting its lobby into a patient ward.
So at the moment, we are converting basically most of the clinical spaces in the hospital to care for these patients. And that's been going on actually for a couple weeks, where ICUs have been preparing to take all these patients who are going to have needs for respiratory care. So that's been ongoing. You know, every day sort of more units are transformed for that purpose. You know, I do know that nationally, I think we are going to have to start thinking about alternative care spaces for people. We're thinking about it here, but at the moment we do have the capacity in our normal clinical spaces.
When you say nationally, what is your message to people listening to this in other parts of the country, other cities who have not been hit as hard yet as New York has about what is coming?
So I think the public health authorities have the right advice, which is do your part and stay home. Try to self-isolate to make sure that you reduce your risk of getting infected or infecting somebody else. That's really the most important thing, I think, in any city, to controlling the spread. For people who are ill, if you start to develop a fever, sore throat, runny nose, that kind of thing, again, the recommendation is to stay home for 7 days and try not to spread it. If people really do need additional help and they're significantly short of breath, then clearly they do need to come to the hospital and we'll take care of people. But, you know, the control of the spread is really the most important, and that involves people staying home.
Do you have a contingency plan for if your staff, if a significant amount of your staff gets sick with coronavirus and you'd have to somehow replace them at that moment?
We do, and we've already started to activate it, meaning that there's other healthcare workers from around the system who in normal times would be doing different jobs, you know, for example, orthopedics, something like that. And they have already started to come down to the emergency department to help us take care of patients. That's true for nurses, physicians, and many others. And so that'll continue as this thing, progresses.
Dr. McGreevy, let me just finally ask you, what is your biggest concern at this point?
So my biggest concern really, I think, is, you know, how we can control this spread in our country. You know, my hope is that some of the measures that have been taken in New York to keep people self-isolated will work. And my hope is also that other communities around the country start to do those things now, if they haven't already, to try to prevent it from coming to their communities. That's my biggest hope and sort of fear tied together.
That is Dr. Julian McGreevy, who's medical director of the emergency room at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York. Dr. McGreevy, thanks again for talking with us, and best of luck in dealing with this crisis.
Thank you so much.